From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a celebration at the holy site. Muslim leaders in Jerusalem have given permission for their worshippers to re-enter a revered holy site in the old city after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. Robert Berger has this report from Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Muslims to return to the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's old city to pray after Israel dismantled the last of controversial new security measures that were set up 2 weeks ago. After Arab gunmen fatally shot two Israeli police officers, Israel installed metal detectors, security cameras, and railings at the site. They refused to enter the mosque through Israeli security and held tense prayer protests on the streets. Jerusalem Police Chief Yoram Halevi urged Palestinians to keep the peace, warning that there will be a harsh response to any outbreak of violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas had called for mass protests on Friday. According to Human Rights Watch, an Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. The watchdog group said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers who said they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers from the Iraqi army 16th Division take four naked men down an alley, and then they heard gunshots. The observers said the soldiers informed them that the prisoners were IS fighters. This is VOA News. The UN chief Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday that hard-won gains leading to peace in the Central African Republic are now in jeopardy by increased ethnic and sectarian fighting in the southeast. He condemned the killing Tuesday of two UN peacekeepers in the town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan peacekeeper was killed there Sunday. The UN chief spokesman is Farhan Haq.
This incident brings to nine the number of peacekeepers killed in service in Bangassou since the beginning of the year.
The uptick in violence has displaced tens of thousands of people since April. One of Africa's poorest countries is trying to emerge from 4 years of violence sparked by the 2013 coup by a Muslim alliance. A nationwide general strike in Venezuela entered its second day Thursday as street protests left three people dead in the ongoing showdown to protest the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro. State prosecutors said one man was shot dead in western Venezuela, while a 14-year-old boy was killed during clashes in the capital of Caracas. Details about the third person's death were not released. Millions of workers stayed home on Wednesday, leaving streets and highways clear of traffic and scores of businesses closed.
15,000! Thank you for your service!
The previous administration came up with a sensible plan for allowing transgender people to openly serve, and that plan needs to be respected.
That's Rafi Friedman-Gerspan, the director of external relations for the National Center for Transgender Equality, as protesters gathered in front of the White House yesterday, objecting to President Donald Trump no longer allowing transgender people to serve in the U.S. military. The decision reverses a policy put in place by the previous Obama administration. Mr. Trump's spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president has a lot of support for all Americans and certainly wants to protect all Americans at all times. The president's expressed concern since this Obama policy came into effect, but he's also voiced that this is a very expensive and disruptive policy, and based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion, and made the decision based on that.
The decision drew immediate criticism from both Democrats and Republicans. In Nigeria, suspected Boko Haram insurgents ambushed an oil exploration convoy in the north, killing at least 10 people, including nine soldiers, and abducting several others who were later rescued. The state-run Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation has been surveying the potentially vast oil reserves around Lake Chad, a frequent target of Boko Haram attacks. For more on this story, on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.